subject, love letter. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 23 years old and we broke up because my feelings for her were so strong that I would hurt myself emotionally if I didn't receive that same love in return. So about a month ago, I wrote her this love letter. Dear Lala, I often think about what I would do if I saw you in person again. Maybe I would just try to ignore you to see if you would come over and speak to me. I know the last time we talked, I told you I didn't want you in my life if we couldn't be more than friends. But every day since then, I have regretted that decision. Certain songs remind me of you, and when I hear them, I am overcome with sadness. My mother asked if I ever had a girlfriend that I would have married, and you're the only woman I would have gotten down on one knee for. I have dreams about you and I being married with children. The first time I saw you, I said, darn, this woman is beautiful. I have to have her in my life. You told me that you could see yourself being happy with me, and I wonder if that statement would apply today. Our relationship made me a better man, but I don't want to be a better man for another woman. I want to be a better man for the one woman I gave my heart to. In your times of sadness, loneliness, doubt, and fear, just know that I am there, cheering you on in spirit. Maybe you will come back to me, or maybe I will be satisfied with just giving you this letter and walking away. I do love you, and that won't change. Love, D. Stephen Shirley, we have been emailing each other, and I get the occasional call. Should I keep pursuing this woman, or should I surrender and accept defeat? This is a case to me of someone just being afraid of rejection. And you just simply cannot go through life being frightened of it. You haven't even given this a chance before you tried it. What if she feels the same way? I don't understand what you're doing here. How are you going to know this, though, if you stop before you really get started? You broke it off, you said, because of your emotions. She didn't. So I say you have to man up in this situation. You have to really man up. Tell her how you feel, what you want with her, and that you want her to come back. The same things you said in the letter, you have to say to her face to face. It doesn't sound like she's going to run away if you say those things. In life, no risk, no reward. You have to go for it if this is how you really feel. And you can't be afraid of your emotions, can't be afraid of your feelings. This could just be the love of your life and you're letting it slip through your fingers. Don't do that. Yes, pursue her. Let her know how you feel. All right. If she rejects you, then move on. Steve?
This letter was written by a young man. This whole letter, y'all, it's bull crap. I'm going to show you why it is. See, I've been 23 before. Uh-huh. Every man out here listening to this letter. Look, let me break this down, help you understand. First of all, he's 23 years old. Let's keep this number in your head as I point out some key things in this letter. We broke up because my feelings for her was so strong that I would hurt myself emotionally if I didn't receive the same love in return. What? What do that mean? We broke up because my feelings for her were so strong that I would hurt myself emotionally if I didn't receive the same love in return. That makes no sense at all. So right there, young man, let's stop right here. You're trying to make yourself seem good because this is an overstatement of something. My feelings for her were so strong I'd hurt myself if I didn't get it back. So a month ago, I wrote her this love letter. Dear Lala, I often think about what I would do if I saw you in person again. Maybe I would just try to ignore you to see if you would come over and speak to me. What game is that, dog? I know the last time we talked, I told you I didn't want you in my life and if we couldn't be more than friends. You told her that. Now she out your life. Now you don't want her in your life unless you could be more than friends. But see, I'm thinking, dog, you had an idea of a relationship that didn't even exist. That's what I'm thinking up until this point. But every day since then, I've regretted that decision. You wishy-washy, man. Make up your mind. See, what you can't do is be the man and the girl in the relationship. Now, you know how many times you might feel this way? It's the first time. This puppy, you got fell in love one time. You got whipped. Now, you don't know what to do with it. When I first saw her, I said, Don, this woman is beautiful. I have to have her in my life. You told me that you could see yourself being happy with me. And I wonder if that statement would apply today. No, dog, it's over. Our relationship made me a better man, but I don't want to be a better man for another woman. I want to be a better man for the one woman I gave my heart to. Hey, dog, welcome to the real world. This is how this goes. Dog, you 23. What you tripping for? Move on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.